Hey there, this is Tim Holland with Deep Earth Marketing, and welcome back to another episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. If you're tuning in today, you probably want to know how to grow your jewelry store's revenue, maintain your margins, create a brand people can't forget, and keep your VIP customers coming back for life. Well, I've got something important to share with you that could be quietly sabotaging your efforts, and that's Google's Performance Max campaigns. Now, if you're running Google Ads, you've likely heard the buzz around Performance Max. Google's pitching it as the ultimate solution. One campaign to rule them all, automatically optimizing across all their channels. Search, display, YouTube, Gmail, and more. Sounds like a dream, right? Set it and forget it. But here's the truth. Performance Max might actually be cannibalizing your jewelry store's revenue. And here's why. First, Performance Max is designed to maximize conversions, but it doesn't give you control over where your ads show up or which keywords you're targeting. For a jewelry store, that lack of control can mean your ads are showing to people who aren't ready to buy. Or worse, showing on irrelevant placements that drive up costs but don't bring in customers with real buying intent. Second, because it's an automated system, Performance Max campaigns often overlap with your existing search or shopping campaigns. This overlap can cause your own campaigns to compete against each other, driving your cost per click higher and eating into your margins. Imagine paying more for clicks that don't convert just because the system is bidding against itself. That's money down the drain. Third, the reporting transparency is limited. You don't get granular insight into which ads, keywords, or placements are performing well. Without that data, it's nearly impossible to optimize your campaigns to improve ROI. You're flying blind, hoping the algorithm figures it out for you, but you're the expert on your business and your customers. You need data to make smart decisions. So what's the alternative? I'm not saying you should ditch digital advertising altogether. Paid ads are still essential to growing your jewelry store's revenue, but you need control, clarity, and strategy. Here are three actionable takeaways you can implement today to avoid the Performance Max illusion and actually grow your store's revenue while protecting your margins. Number one, segment your campaigns. Keep your search, shopping, and display campaigns separate. That way you can control budgets, bids, and targeting for each channel and avoid cannibalization. You want to make sure your highest intent search campaigns aren't competing against your display campaigns. Number two, use negative keywords and placement exclusions aggressively. Block irrelevant search terms and placements that don't align with your ideal customer profile. This will keep your ads focused on people who are actually interested in buying fine jewelry, not just window shoppers or bargain hunters. Number three, track and analyze your campaign data weekly. Look at which keywords, ads, and placements are driving actual sales, not just clicks or impressions. Use that data to shift budget toward your top performers and pause or adjust underperforming campaigns. Running paid ads for your jewelry business isn't about tossing money into an algorithm and hoping for the best. It's about strategic control, data-driven optimization, and knowing exactly who you're reaching and why. If you want a growth partner who gets the jewelry business, who understands how to combine smart paid advertising with brand storytelling and customer loyalty, well, that's what we do at Deep Earth. Head over to deepearthmkt.com and let's start growing your store the right way. Thanks for listening to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland, reminding you that smart marketing means real growth, real margins, and a brand your customers will love for life. See you next time.